Okay, well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And the title of this message is This Manna Before Our Eyes. It comes from Numbers chapter 11 in verse 6, and I'd like to begin reading in verse 4 so we can set this in its context. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish, which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Sounds like a spoiled little kid over there, only these are adults, and sometimes we can be like this too. See, the children of Israel had been delivered from bitter bondage in Egypt. How quickly men forget their earlier difficult days and how readily they glorify them and they alter the reality of the past. I mean, the children of Israel were not eating well in Egypt, but they tend to look back at the glory days in order to take today and engage in a little bit of ungrateful complaining. See, God had brought them over the Red Sea on dry land, and he had provided daily bread for his people. But this was not enough in their estimation. We read in the 78th Psalm, beginning in verse 17. "But they sinned even more against him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. And they tested God in their heart by asking for the food of their fancy. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, 'Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?' Behold, he struck the rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide meat for his people?" Therefore, the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob. And anger also came up against Israel because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation. Yet he had commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven, had rained down manna on them to eat, and given them of the bread of heaven. Men ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full." We live in troubling days. How much more then should we be thankful that our God is our very present help? We read in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew these words spoken by the Lord, beginning in verse 25. "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Our great God provides us with food, clothing, and shelter. Let us be thankful for all of these. "When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you." This is one of a number of scriptures that I had discovered last year as I was going through all the scriptures relating to Thanksgiving, and made me realize how we can sometimes be very diligent to pray before a meal, but not so much so after a meal. Now let us move from the lesser to the greater. We're going to use the same manner of argument that our Lord used in Matthew chapter 6. From thanksgiving of God's physical provisions to thanksgiving for God's spiritual provision. This manna before our eyes. Let me not hear anyone say in spirit, but now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. God the Savior, Jesus the Christ, has seen you in your sins and he has satisfied the wrath of God against sin by shedding his blood, dying on the cross, and he has risen and has gone to prepare a place in heaven for those who believe. So not only is he taking care of our needs now, he is taking care of our needs yet future, even as we stand here. This manna before our eyes is our help and our only salvation. Did you know that the backdrop to the Bread of Life passage in John chapter 6 is a discussion regarding the manna? Let's take a read of that in John chapter 6, beginning in verse 31. Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And then he doesn't keep us in suspense. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus is the manna of life. He is the bread of life. He is this manna before our eyes this morning. And by him, we are fed to the full, not only in body, but in spirit, even through the word of God. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. Spiritual blessings. A portion and an inheritance of the saints with Christ in heavenly places. And this is something that we can begin to enjoy now. Something that we can be, above all, thankful for. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. And here it is. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And again, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with what? With thanksgiving. And again, Paul writes, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let us not be like those Israelites of old who moaned and grumbled and complained because of a little bit of temporal difficulty. We've got all kinds of temporal difficulties that we're dealing with right now. But our God in heaven has overcome them all. And he will aid you in doing the same. So let us be thankful for his presence, his provision, and Jesus Christ, who himself is this manna before our eyes. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we confess and ask for forgiveness for those times where we have been less than thankful for that which you have graciously provided us. We thank you for the food on our tables, the shelter of our homes, the clothes on our back. And all three of these things we have in great abundance. And if it were not enough, and our need required it, you would grant us more so. And we trust that you will, if that be the case. Lord, help us this Thanksgiving to stay focused, not on the world, not on the political and economic and social upheavals, but help us to keep this manna before our eyes. That we might look up and behold the bread of life, who has taken away our sins. You have taken away our sins, Lord God, even as far as the east is from the west. And you have promised that you will remember them no more. We thank you for your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that you will be a very present help in trouble. Lord, we pray, open our eyes that we might see you walking alongside of us in these difficult days. And may we be looking to you and you alone as our strength with thanksgiving. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.